Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Well, we're going to leave our talk of softball and turn our attention to the sport of track and field. Lebanon Tigers senior Hunter Crew had an outstanding year, making it all the way to the state finals this year. And we're going to talk about his efforts in discus. And Hunter Crew, welcome to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time and joining us here on today's edition of the Coach's Corner. So let's begin with coming into this year's track season. If you're going to list the goals that you had in mind, what were they going to be?
So for my first goal this year, I would definitely say that I definitely wanted to make a run at state. I felt as though as last year didn't depict where exactly I was at. I mean, because last year I ended up scratching out in sectionals, and I was probably throwing around the same as I was now. So I definitely think that last year I could have made it to state as well, but just happened so that wasn't the right timing. So definitely make it to state this year. And then also another one was I wanted to take back my conference title in discus, and then also win the shot put as well, which that was completed. I wanted to also go ahead and try to break the school record. That has not been done yet, so we got one last chance here before you can really say, well, wasn't able to get done. So those are my top three goals for the year.
All right, and how much did the way last year's season end up motivate you coming into this year?
It motivated me a lot. I know last year was a really disappointing year for me personally, and in times whenever I feel as though that I've disappointed myself and I've let people down, are the times when where I put my nose to the grindstone and I just go harder than ever, and that can be shown as of this year. Time and time again this year, I've had to go through many adversities to where it was like, all right, it's time to work even harder, and it was a just huge motivator for me.
Again, Hunter Cruz with us here, recent graduate from Lebanon High Schools. We talk track and field with him on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Who worked with you specifically to get you ready for this year's throwing season?
So I had a little bit of help from a lot of different people. I had help from my throws coach, Aaron Hughes. She has helped with a lot focused on the shot put and discus as well. But for this year for shot put, I had changed from a glide to a spin just so that way I could get that extra couple feet that I needed. Last year I was only throwing shot about 42 feet, and then this year I was able to add on an additional 6 feet just by doing the spin. And then also had a little bit of help from my college throws coach. I was always in communication with him, sending him videos and updates of how I was doing and asked for feedback on things that I could do better and things to work on. And he was always willing and able to give me information and resources that I needed. And then also my dad, he also helped out a lot in the discus area. He was able to come and break me down step by step of how to go through my footwork and the technique that I needed to do and get it down to precise. And then on top of that, I would also just say Shelly West was also a great benefit for me as well. She always was super supportive of me. She may not have known a lot about throwing, but she definitely was always there cheering me on and giving me the best support that she could.
Again, we're talking here with Hunter Crew on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So let's get into the state tournament. And, of course, it all begins with the sectional. And if you don't perform well at the sectional, the whole season is done as far as the postseason goes. But you finish fourth in the sectional, and your throw in discus was 163.05, and that was good enough because you eclipsed the state standard, which was 161.03. So no matter where you finished in the placing, you knew you were going to move on to the next round. How much of a relief was that even though you didn't win the event, you still knew you were moving on?
It was a great relief knowing that for the 3 years that I've thrown in high school, should have been four, but, you know, with COVID, they got taken away. But I haven't made it out of sectional until this year. So then finally hitting that state standard, I think I hit it on my second throw. My second throw was 161 feet and like 5 inches. So that had eclipsed it right there, and that already put me moving on to regionals. And I was happy and I was excited, and then from that point, it became more of a focus on, all right, let's relax and let's go try to win this thing.
And so you end up finishing fourth, but the funny thing is about the sectional, it feeds into a regional where you'll see all those guys once again. And in the regional, you really had a great showing, and you were a regional champ.
Yeah, it was a great experience all the way around. The weather was not kind to us during the regional, but I know a lot of those kids there at the regional how we're doing both shot and disc. So we came in Thursday, and we knew there was possibility for rain, and turned into a tornado. So it kind of just went hectic from there. So we had to leave Thursday and come back on Saturday to finish up. But still, it was a great experience just to finally win a regional. 'Cause I know myself personally, that was my first championship, regional, sectional, anything tournament-wise in the postseason that I've ever won personally. So that was a very exciting feeling.
So you punched your ticket for the state meet, and back at it once again. And what was your thought process like going into that state meet? Did you have a goal in mind? I know you had the 170.06 to win regional. Did you think you had another 170 in you?
I definitely thought I had another one in me. I definitely honestly thought I could have had something farther than that. And that whole entire week leading up to state, we were always out there practicing, and I was having a lot of throws right around the 175 mark, which, looking at this year, that would end up winning it by a good 3 feet. So throwing is all just based upon the day, but my thought process going in was simply just get the first one in. If you can get the first one in and get a mark, then you're settled, and you can calm yourself, and you are able to just sit in and just sink in the moment.
And were you able to do that?
I was very much able to. I was able to throw my first one 159 feet on my very first throw, and it was a solid throw. And then second one, I tried to go a little bit faster, but the ring in Bloomington, not really too sure what they did to it, but we all were slipping all over the place like it was a slip and slide. So it was kind of a little bit harder for a bunch of the athletes who are normally a lot faster in the ring to get a lot of good throws in. And for me, that was kind of just deficit. So then second one, I ended up stepping out. Third one, I tried to slow down and try to finish hard, and it just wasn't a good throw, so I ended up scratching that one. But I'd end up making the finals. Went into the finals eighth. And then first two throws, I think the first one was another like 158, and then My second one, I scratched again. And the third one, I finally pulled out a 161, which didn't move me up a spot or move me down a spot. It was just a overall solid mark, which then secured me eighth place.
So how was it after it was all said and done, getting the medal?
I had mixed emotions. I would say I still have mixed emotions about the whole experience. But I would definitely say that I'm extremely grateful for it. To say that I finished eighth in the state, and I went to the state tournament and placed 8 out of 27 kids that were there, and 8 in the whole entire state. I was pretty pleased with myself. But I definitely had that same feeling. It was okay, like this is a good feeling, but there definitely was more that we could have done.
Well, we've been joined here on this morning's edition of the Coach's Corner by Lebanon High School graduate Hunter Crew, recapping his run through the state tournament, again finishing fourth in the sectional, regional champ, and then finishing up with an eighth-place finish in the state tournament down in Bloomington. Certainly wanted to congratulate Hunter on that and wish him well in his future endeavors as he'll be heading to college in Iowa coming up in just a few weeks. Hunter, it's always great to visit with you, and we wish you nothing but the best as you move on in your athletic and educational career in Iowa.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Once again, Hunter Crew with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. A break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.